and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, Andy Burnham will become Prime Minister on Monday and set out his vision to the country. In a speech outside 10 Downing Street, he's expected to unveil plans to give people breathing space on the cost of living. Devolving power from Whitehall to regions across the UK is also high on the agenda, but former Conservative Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng says Labour supporters should manage their expectations.
Hope is a great thing. Who can argue against hope? I think the expectations of Labour are sky high at the moment, and my view is that he's bound to disappoint them in pretty short order.
Kuwait's military says it's actively intercepting airstrikes from Iran. Tehran's forces have been retaliating over a seventh consecutive night of American attacks on the country. A man's admitted killing a 13-year-old child and seriously injuring two other boys while drink and drug driving in Bedfordshire in April. 24-year-old Jamie Fountain will be sentenced in September. Queues at the Port of Dover seem to be relatively manageable despite fears of delays and disruption this weekend due to the EU's entry-exit system. 30-minute waits are currently being reported. To sport now, where Thomas Tuchel's insisted he has no regrets about his World Cup semi-final tactics, despite Donald Trump adding his own criticism. The US president told a news conference England took the lead, then put Harry Kane in defence.
We got to be a little offensive, right? But no, I'm not going to call it. Look, what do I know about coaching? But that was a little unusual. But Harry is a great guy, actually.
The England boss says the 2-1 defeat to Argentina is now a scar we carry. His players take on France in their bronze medal match late this evening. And Rory McIlroy is hoping a fast start to round three can get him into contention to win the Open. The Masters champion shot 2 over on the opening day, but hit back yesterday to climb to 1 under and guarantee his place over the weekend. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Tame Rotary are organising another litter pick session on Saturday the 25th of July at 10 a.m. The meeting point will be outside Tame Town Hall. Everyone is welcome to join in and equipment will be provided. If you require more information or you'd like to join Tame Rotary, please email inquiries at tame-rotary.org. That's inquiries at tame-rotary.org. South Oxfordshire District Council have approved a one-off top-up rates relief scheme for eligible pubs in 2026-2027. The scheme will give them an additional discount off their business rates, helping them tackle rising costs. The change will be automatically applied to all pubs in South Oxfordshire that already qualify for the government's pub relief scheme.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
For anyone a little fed up of the hot weather, today will feel a slight reprieve. There will be plenty of sunshine amongst the patchy cloud today, a gentle breeze and feeling pleasantly warm with highs of 24 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
Video killed the radio star.
Classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. The money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Well, good morning, ladies and gents, and welcome to today's edition of the Saturday Morning Show here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with your usual Saturday morning host. Tis me, myself, and I, Peter Dawes. It is just coming up to 11 minutes past 10. I've got music, chatter, news of a local variety, and of course we'll be having a little look at the last two remaining games of this year's World Cup. So we'll get into all of that in just a bit. For the time being, here's Lady Gaga with The Dead Dance.
Like the words of a song, I hear you call. Like a thief in my head, you criminal. You stole my thoughts before I dreamed them. And you killed my queen with just one pawn. This goodbye is no surprise. This goodbye won't make me cry. Can I keep on dancing until I'm dead? Dancing until I'm dead. I'm dancing until I'm dead. Yeah, I'll keep on dancing until I'm dead.
Hits and local what's on information. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Girl,
And there was Ali Campbell featuring Pamela Starks with That Look in Your Eye, taking us up to 18 minutes past 10. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are only two games left at this year's FIFA World Cup. There are, of course, the final, which is on tomorrow, and the other game, which is on tonight, the third-place playoff, the controversial third-place playoff, or as I like to call it, the most nothing game in football. You've got two teams of professional sportsmen who've just lost a World Cup semi-final. That's heartbreaking enough. Just let them go home. But no, they have to stick around and play a game where the loser goes home with nothing and the winner goes home with nothing. So that's great. Anyway, England are involved, so you may want to tune in if you so desire. England versus France, of course. England and France, the two losers of their respective semi-finals. We'll be having a look at those in just a bit, so don't you worry. A little debrief for England as well. France versus England, that is on tonight at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. kickoff, if you wish to sit up and watch that. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big one. It's Spain versus Argentina, the two winners of their respective semi-finals. Spain beating France and Argentina, of course, beating England. We'll have a good look at that a bit later on in the show as well. We'll debrief about the two semi-finals and we'll have a little chat about the final as well. But for the time being, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, it's Damien Rice with Cannonball.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. But not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. There's still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. There's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your weakness. There's still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day, that I can't say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to not hard to fall.
just don't know.
The stones
taught me to fly. And love, it taught me to lie. And life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon. Stones when you float like a cannonball.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
with Upside Down, taking us up to 28 minutes past 10. Now, let's have a little debrief, of course, because England were involved in that World Cup semi-final on Wednesday against Argentina, a classic World Cup fixture, plenty of history between these two teams. And it was Argentina that came up trumps again with a 2-1 win against England. And I must admit, it was a kind of a frustrating fixture because England looked pretty good overall. They sort of held their own in the first half despite being absolutely battered and barged around by the Argentinians, who just weren't getting penalised for their fouls. Enzo Fernandez should have been sent off about 3 minutes in for one of the most clean right hooks I've ever seen on the back of Elliot Anderson's head. Didn't even get looked at by VAR. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but this whole theory of FIFA fixing it for Argentina, which is what FIFA stands for, FIFA, fix it for Argentina, theories come alive that it's all rigged in Argentina's favour. I don't like a conspiracy theory, but I must admit, it's looking possible. So that all happened in the first half. And then England scored in the second half with a lovely goal. And you had the Argentinians right where you wanted them because they now had to attack to leave space open behind to England for England to exploit. England didn't do that, and they sat back and defended. And when Thomas Tuchel took Anthony Gordon off on about, it was about 70 minutes, I think, and brought on Ezri Konsa, who was a defender, I just thought, oh no, Thomas, no, it's too early for that, it's too early. But no, we did that, and then Argentina, of course, scored two goals fairly late on, one from Enzo Fernandez, who shouldn't have even been on the pitch, and another from Lautaro Martinez to give Argentina a 2-1 win, send them through to the final. After the game, on the pitch, the Argentinians held up a banner saying the Falklands are Argentinian, which is a political statement which is not allowed in the tournament, but let's see if FIFA do anything about that. I'm sorry, I'm still upset. I'm just angry. England out, and of course, in their third place playoff tonight. What a shame. What a shame. We could have won that. We were playing well. We were actually playing well. If we'd have attacked more, we could have got another goal. Might have been in the final. But no, once again, oh, we were so close and yet so far. Same old story. Anyway, England on tonight and the RGs go through to the final. Anyway, let's have some music. Take our minds off of it, at least for a minute. Here's Jack Savaretti and Katie Tunstall with Tempting Fate.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. Sha-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone at home and I cry over you. What can I do? Baby, it's you.
Beatles, of course, with Baby It's You, taking us up to 10:36, approaching 10:37. We'll step away from the football for a minute. In the next hour of the show, we'll look at the other semi-final, and of course, we'll look ahead to the final as well. But for the time being, I'll let you know that Monk's Risborough Village Show is taking place in 2 weeks' time on Saturday the 1st of August from 12 to 4:30pm on the football ground, funnily enough, at Peter's Lane. They'll have stalls and a sideshow, children's entertainer, balloon modelling and magic and ferret races as well. There's hot food, a tea tent, ice creams and live music from the Ellsborough Silver Band. There's a novelty dog show, and from 7:30 to 10:30, there's a barn dance with a jubilation band. So it's all going on. For more tickets and more information, just go to the MRHS.com. So THEMRHS, the Monk's Risborough, you know, show, HS, the MRHS.com to get your tickets and information. Right, let's have ourselves an ad break. Afterwards, it's Beverly Craven with Promise Me.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Rob, 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries at tameaerials.co.uk.
stick with Red Kite Radio, your truly local advertising resource. Don't waste money advertising to areas you cannot reach. There are 40,000 people in Bucks and South Oxfordshire who can hear your message when you advertise on Red Kite Radio. Call 01844 299 107 right now to hear just how cost-effective advertising is on Red Kite Radio.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10pm each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here, so tune in and turn up the volume.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on Red Kite Radio.
Thin Lizzy there, Whiskey in the Jar, taking us to 10:47, 13 minutes to 11. Now, if you like pork and cider, then you're in luck, because in 2 weeks' time, on Saturday the 1st of August, it's Pork and Cider Day at the Pheasant in Brill from 12 noon until late. There's a barbecue from 2 p.m. where hopefully there'll be some pork. They'll also have a cider bar as well as an indoor and outdoor bar. Live music will be provided by Rocker Covers at 2, Dave at 4, and then from 6 it's Blue by 2, and there's a DJ set from 8. So it is all happening at the Pork and Cider Day at the Pheasant in Brill in 2 weeks' time, Saturday the 1st of August, starting from 12 noon and once again just going on until late. So it's all going on there at the Pheasant in Brill. 2 weeks' time. Be there or be square. Right, let us have ourselves some more music as we approach the end of the first hour. So here's Coldplay with Him for the Weekend.
Radio. Real local radio.
Like a
Bus there with I Can't Let Maggie Go, taking us up to just approaching 5 minutes to 11, and with that the end of the first hour of today's Saturday morning show draws to a close. But fear not, there's another hour on the way, and I shall return with that just after 11. Stick around here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. You'll hear from me pretty soon.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.